It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels here with Patterson Hood and welcoming him for the Drive-By Trucker session. How are you today, Patterson?
I'm doing great. It's so great to be back.
It is good to have you back. And since the last time, obviously that you had stuff on your mind because I'm told within 6 days you made the new record, American Band. How's that even possible?
I don't know. It's crazy, you know, and we didn't plan it that way at all. We planned on making the record like during the first quarter of this year, and we realized we had the songs, and we decided, well, why don't we get a head start before the holidays? So let's book 3 days at the end of our fall tour last year ended in Nashville. It's like, let's book 3 days, go in, get our feet wet, try out this new studio. We're going to we'd never recorded in Nashville. And so let's go in Sound Emporium and see what happens. Maybe we'll get lucky and have a couple of keeper takes and do a little pre-production for the album. And we cut 9 of the songs in those 3 days. And so then we broke for Christmas. It's like, wow, you know, we've got our album pretty much. So, and then when we broke for Christmas, I wrote Ever South, which I did here today. And so when we resumed back in, right after the holidays, we booked 4 more days and we finished it in 3 of them. And, so it was crazy. You know, we were kind of taken aback by it, but I mean, it was, you know, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
Right.
And we had great takes and everybody felt good and it was a good mojo. It just felt great. You know?
Well, that would indicate on one level that those songs were you know, kicking up their heels in the barn stall wanting to get out.
They were. I feel that way. And you know, in the band, I mean, we'd been on tour all year, you know, basically for 2 years behind English Oceans. And we were, you know, the band was in a really good place. We're playing really good and the shows were great. And so we knew that going in, you know, and that last tour was a short enough run to where we weren't going to be like burned out getting in the studio. It was like a 10-day little quick tour. So we were just shifting into overdrive about the time that we hit Nashville. And so it just kind of was magical, this song called The Guns of Umpqua.
Soaring through the clouds outside my window, smell the fresh paint of a comfort shade on this new fall day, feel the coffee search the morning veins from half an hour ago, hear the sound of shots and screams out in the hallway. Camping out again down the road a ways. It's me and Joan and a couple of friends on this beautiful trail. Saw the sunset down behind a mountain stream in these great cascades. Saw a mighty hawk swoop down to devour its prey. But now we're moving chairs in some panic mode, barricade the doors as my heart rate surges from adrenaline and nerves. I feel I've been here before. I made it back from Mel's attack to some distant bloody war, only to stare down hell back home. My mind, I wander freely past this rocky shore. Waves crash against the banks where Lewis and Clark explored. We're all standing in the shadows of our noblest intentions of something more than being shot in the classroom in Oregon. But it's a morning like so many others, with breakfast and birthdays. The sun burned the fog away, the breeze blew the mist away, and my friend Jack just had him a baby. And I see birds soaring through the clouds outside my window. Heaven's calling my name from the hallway outside the door. Heaven's calling my name from the hallway outside the door.
Last time you hear you talked knowingly on that point of having been a band for X amount of years with moving parts, that you felt like that record was transitional and that it really put you in a place where you felt good the here and now. But
it was kind of our rebirth. That album was English Oceans was truly kind of our rebirth. We'd gone through, you know, some personal problems and personnel problems and just growing pains, you know,
and personnel, and, personal problems.
Yeah. You know, all of that. And we had kind of landed on this kind of magical lineup when Matt joined our band as our bass player, Matt Patton. And all of a sudden we just felt everything really kicking in good. And Cooley came out of a long kind of writer's block spell and, you know, wrote the majority of songs on English Oceans and had, you know, was just being really productive and creative. So we were in a great place with that record. And then we were able to really build on it this time.
Well, and when we talk about the topicality, there's great sense of urgency throughout the record and the themes of the record. A lot of people would say maybe the most overtly political record you've made. Would you concur with that sentiment?
I think so. I mean, our records have always had that. They've always been political. There's been that aspect to everything we've done, but it's always been a little more under the surface. You know, a lot of our records kind of tell stories or have songs that tell stories that you know have a pretty heavy political subtext to them, but maybe a little under the surface. A lot of our songs have tended to be set in other time frames too. You know, I've always likened it to the movie Chinatown, which is one of my favorite movies, because that movie was such a movie about the Watergate era, but it was set in the 30s. You know, in 30s DC, I mean 30s LA, and it's always been one of my favorites. And that's kind of been our way of operating up to this point. But this time we kind of just removed all the pretext and everything else and just kind of, you know, it's much more direct than we've been before.
The song's called Ever South.
We packed our few belongings and we moved across the ocean to start a new life. In this land so bold and vast, dispersed from Ellis Island, my distant Irish kin, eyes cut to the future, hearts tied to the past. We held tight to our loved ones and we held on to the promise and scraped our meager living hand to mouth. We prayed to what would have us, every doubting John Thomas spread through Appalachia ever south. Spread through Appalachia ever south. And I hear we weren't welcomed here, at least not in those days. No one needs our drunken, fighting, thieving kind. But we settled in this new place and we worked it in our ways and we spread our kin upon it in due time. Spread our kin upon it in due time. But we fought our losing battles and we held on to our ways and we talked of how we left behind our better days. Some living lives of leisure, some surviving hand to mouth, bashed our heads against the future ever south. Bashed our heads against the future ever south. When I set my sights upon you, we were both still in our prime. We were moving in big circles that I sought out to combine. And I held you in my arms and swore eternal love this time. Tried to lasso brighter futures and let it drag us both behind. Lasso brighter futures and let it drag us both behind. But we aimed our sights westward like so many did before, trading our surroundings for some distant shore, where everyone takes notice of the drawl that leaves our mouth. So no matter where we are, we're ever south. No matter where we are, we're ever south. My Christian Southern brethren, well, I'll tell you all what for. To leave your heathen ways up in you and your shoes outside the door. Take a stand for noble causes till you just can't stand no more. And surrender to some Savior, praise the Lord. Surrender to some Savior, praise the Lord. But despite our best intentions, it pains me to report we keep swinging for the fences, coming up a little short. We sure can get it wrong for someone so devout. I hear you whistling past the graveyard looking down. Whistling past the graveyard looking down. Every Southern in my stance, from the Irish of my complexion and the Scottish in my dance, from the way I bang my head against my daily circumstance. The blue-eyed Southern devil take you out upon the prowl with decadence and charm. We'll take it into town. Tell you stories of our fathers and the glories of our house. Always told a little slower ever south. Always told a little slower ever south.
The themes, you know, of the record, when you're talking about your antenna being up, one song, many of the songs, but one song, What It Means, that's a theme that is on the minds of a lot of people,
right.
From a lot of perspectives. Talk to me about how that one came. I mean, it's almost hard to avoid that sentiment now, isn't it?
It is. That's the first song I wrote for this record. And I wrote it almost exactly two years ago, right in the wake of the Ferguson decision and, you know, the Trayvon Martin stuff was really fresh in everybody's, you know, in everybody's mindset at the moment, at the time. And, you know, and that young boy had gotten killed in Cleveland playing with a toy gun. I mean, it was just like, you know, and then the person was choked in New York and Staten Island. And I mean, it was just over and over in the news. And it made me remember something that had happened years earlier in 1995 when I first moved to Athens, Georgia, which is, you know, lovely, lovely right. town, very progressive, you know, wonderful community. And there was a similar incident that had happened that year there. And to someone that had lived across the street from me on the first house I lived in Athens. And I was thinking, you know, God, this has been, you know, it's been happening all along, but now all of a sudden everybody has cameras in their pockets and right. all of a sudden it's getting more publicized, which I think is a great thing that at least now it's getting talked about outside of the poor neighborhoods, you know, because before I think it was mostly talked about there and mainstream, you know, the media might mention it for a day or two and then move on to, you know, whatever else was happening. And so that song was kind of bubbled out of me and I wrote it. And at the time I wrote it, I thought, well, you know, we're probably not going to make an album anytime soon. And so, this probably won't be a trucker song. I'll probably record it on my guitar with my phone and put it up on the internet and move on. And surely this will be outdated soon. But unfortunately,
sadly,
it's not.
Yeah.
And so it is on the record. I look forward to a time when that song, you can look at it as something kind of quaint, like a time capsule of a more troubled time that we've moved on from. Is what I would love to see happen.
So we'll do one more, and this one's called What It Means.
He was running down the street when they shot him in his tracks. About the only thing agreed upon is he ain't coming back. There won't be any trial, so the air won't be cleared. There's just two sides calling names out of anger, out of fear. If you say it wasn't racial when they shot him in his tracks, well, I guess that means that you ain't black. It means that you ain't black. I mean, Barack Obama won, and you can choose where to eat, but you don't see too many white kids lying bleeding on the street. In some town in Missouri, but it could be anywhere. Could be right here on Ruth Street. In fact, it's happened here. And it happened where you're sitting, wherever that might be. And it happened last weekend. It'll happen again next week. And when they turned him over, they were surprised there was no gun. Meaning he must have done something, or else why would he have run? And they'll spin it for the anchors on the television screen so they can wag their fingers without asking what it means. What it means. Protesting and some looting in some stores, and someone was reminded they ain't called colored folks no more. Me, we try to be politically correct when we call names, but what's the point of post-racial when old prejudices remain? And that guy who killed that kid down in Florida standing ground, free to beat up on his girlfriend and wave a brand new gun around, while some kid is dead and buried and laying in the ground with a pocket full of Skittles. What do you mean? At our fingertips, we're standing at the summit, and some man with a joystick lands a rocket on a comet. We're living in an age where limitations are forgotten. The outer ridge is moving, dazzle us, but the core is something rotten. 'Cause we're standing at the precipice of prejudice and fear. We trust science just as long as it tells us what we want to hear. We want our truths all fair and balanced, long as our notions lie within it. There's no sunlight in our asses and our heads are stuck up in it. And our heroes may be rapists, watch us while we dream, but don't look for me for answers, 'cause I don't know what it means, what it means.
Well, certainly the new album lends itself to more great songs in the great catalog of Drive-By Truckers. The new album is American Band tonight and tomorrow night at the Terragram Ballroom. Grab a ticket if you can, because it's going to be a hell of an experience. Once again, always great to have you by, Patterson.
Man, thank you so much for having me. I always like coming here so much.
Well, it's been the Drive-By Truckers live in session on 88.5 KCSN.